Trinity Fremont, we know that faith starts in the home. We also know that it can be difficult to take what we hear on Sunday and live it out in our homes the rest of the week. That's because information alone doesn't lead to growth and change. But information that's reflected on and put into practice is much more likely to lead to growth and change. Join us as we reflect on this past Sunday's sermon and give practical starting points to help you live it out, your faith, in your family, and in your community.
It is episode number 10. Woo!
Yeah.
Hooray. Yeah.
Episode 10. And we had all this fun stuff land for episode 10. One being a new intro with
the deep voice of Ray.
That's what my deep voice sounds like. And we're like, nope, not going to happen. So we got Ray, our sound man at church, to record the intro. So also the outro. And there's no like pause. At least I don't know, because
there might be a pause.
There might be a pause. Paul has done a lot of audio work for this, and he told us he won't let us listen to it beforehand. So that was the first time that we've gotten to hear the intro. I loved it.
Well, yeah. Well, Ray did a good job.
He did a great job.
What was really good is that he did it after church on Sunday. And as he was doing it, he had the speakers on in the sanctuary. So I was walking around picking up, and I felt like I was in the airport with him going, the green zone is for loading and unloading only.
Oh, right. So that's one way that things are going to be different. Another way that things are going to be different is we've got two joining us from afar today. And so Stacy and Casey are out in their homes. So Stacy, why don't you say hi?
Hello.
There it is. There she is.
Right? I've got a 3-year-old on my lap, so I'll try not to be too noisy.
There's the 3-year-old.
There's Bennett.
All right. And then Casey, how's it going?
How's it going, y'all?
I didn't get my y'all in, sorry. That's Gerber's. Casey.
You gotta hit the quota.
No, but try something else.
I will say there are more people than just me that can say y'all. I didn't start it on my own. Just FYI. I don't know if you know this.
We have a sign that says happy fall, y'all.
Happy fall, y'all.
I think I do too.
Say there's others?
Yeah. So we've got some joining us from afar, but then those of us who are here in person are sitting in the he shed.
We call it studios. I'm actually going to call it
studio.
I want to call it 30 Wilshire Studios because I have a sign from the house I grew up in, 30 Wilshire Drive in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Huh. And I have a sign that my parents gave me. I'm going to put outside. And so I'm going to call this 30 Wilshire Studios.
Works for me.
Because why not?
Well, it's also very comfortable. There's like comfy chairs, and I'm sitting on a nice little couch that Paul's daughter calls the love couch.
Yeah, he goes, I'm going to go sit on your love couch. I'm like, it's a love seat, not a love couch. It makes it sound weird when you say love couch.
Speaking of love couch, do any of you have weird names that you call your furniture? Like my grandma would have called this the Davenport.
Oh, and mine.
We always, when I was over at her house, we would sleep on the Davenport, and she would take a butter knife because the Davenport was in the living room right by the front door. And so the way my grandma would lock the door is she'd shut the door, she'd turn the lock, and she'd jam a butter knife into the door. Not into the door, but into the
jam.
The door, jam. Door. Thank you. And that's how she would like, that was her safety lock, because she was very concerned that in a town of 800 with no stoplights, that her grandchildren were about to get murdered. So she took good care of us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So there's me. As we get ready to move forward today to talk about the epistles, as we're binge reading through the Bible, let's introduce ourselves. And we've gotten some intros, but we'll do a little more, because as we ask that intro, as we introduce ourselves, I want to ask a question, because we're talking about being different today. So what's something that's different about you that maybe people don't know?
Well, staring at me like I need to answer.
I think you should go first.
Yeah, not all of us.
Lacey.
Okay. Well, I really can't think of something off the top of my head, which is weird because I am completely different than a lot of people.
You are different.
I can actually write my name with my toes. Like I can stick a pencil in it and I can write my name.
Okay. I think that counts.
As different? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that.
That's not normal.
Do you have monkey feet?
Yeah, I do.
Do you use it to pick things up and like hand them to your children? Like here, you dropped this.
I can, yes.
I'm kind of envisioning my feet doing that.
I'm just saying.
I think we're all expecting Lacey to show this sometime now.
If you want to see this on camera.
Here, I will write my name and then we can, I'm assuming we can post it someplace on Facebook. This is my name that I've written with a marker and my toes.
I'm sure we can figure out a way to do that, Lacey.
So there you go.
But wow. If you'd like to see it live during a podcast, freemont.com/donate.
Wow.
I didn't know.
I'm not sure if I would want to watch that. Actually,
I don't know.
It's not gross or anything. My toes are clean. I have nice toenail polish on. I don't have ugly feet. And I'm just going to stop talking because this is just.
That's a lot of stuff we didn't know about you.
These are all good things to learn about you.
Oh, yeah. Hi, right. Honey. I love you if you're listening. I know I'm a little weird.
All right, Stacy. Move from Lacey to Stacy and then to Casey. So, Stacy, what about you?
Okay. I'm Stacy. And I don't do very well with these questions, but I decided that maybe people don't know that I love snow ski. I'm pretty vocal about my love of the mountain and Breckenridge, but I love to snow ski, and I think I'm actually pretty good at it. Like, I like the black diamonds and the double black diamonds, but I guess that I'm still pretty stiff when I ski. My dad and my brother make fun of, apparently I'm like very upright, and I don't know. This is when a visual is helpful too, I guess, because Anthony likes to make fun of me too, and how I ski. So,
well,
yeah, I like zooming down the mountain.
I do like to make fun of you how you ski, but here's the key in this. You can ski. There's only so much making fun of that I can do because I cannot ski. And so as Stacy's family is getting ready, I think in January we're supposed to be going on a ski vacation. I have already said I will not ski. I will stay home. I will stay in the wherever we're staying. I will cook for everyone every single meal. I'm not going on the mountain because for me it is a sense of, hey, let's fall down a mountain 40 times and call this fun.
It is fun.
False. All right, Casey.
Each their own.
That is false.
All right, Casey.
I'm Casey, and I for my fun fact that makes me different, I've had one surgery in my life. That's not the different part. The cool / different part about it is the doctor that operated on me at one point had operated on President Ronald Reagan. Mm. So kind of presidential material, but I'm still mostly not. So let's just be real.
I also have some presidential material in my odd different fact in that I am related to an assassin.
You said that so proudly.
I know.
That's how he opens all conversations.
Yep, So my grandma is an Oswald, and so Lee Harvey Oswald is somehow related. And again, I have not gone on the ancestry.com to figure all of this out, but the way my 12-year-old brain remembers my grandma telling it is that the Oswalds came across on the boat and they split when they got to America, and my grandma's on the good Oswald side that's not like really closely related to good old Lee. There's my fun fact that you probably didn't know about me.
Huh, me neither. No. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm just booming in my earphones here. So headphones. We're gonna call them ear canals.
We could do that.
Fun fact.
I mean, it's technically
fun,
right?
Fun fact about me. I had a plethora of different jobs in my life. I wasn't always in accounting. I used to, when I was younger, I was a butcher. And then I was a music therapist for a while. And then I was a certified brain injury specialist for a while. And then now I work in accounting because all that is related.
Absolutely. I can see the
progression
from butcher to brain injury specialist.
Yep.
Flows.
But I had credentials and I was a board certified music therapist, and I was a certified brain injury specialist. All these tests, and it was exciting.
I'm pretty speechless over here. My mouth is like, really?
Now, all those certifications are now no longer valid because I haven't done it in a decade. But. So is it
Peter again?
No, that's my phone telling me to check my fantasy baseball.
So when we have people call in, apparently we still can get phone calls and alarms.
Yeah, well, 9 o'clock.
Yep. All right. So last week,
very nice alarm. It was basically telling me to be quiet.
Yeah. last week we talked through, we were in the Gospels, which teach us the gospel. And as we talked through that, really, you know, we saw that Jesus came to die. He came, everything led to a cross. And as we are bonded to Jesus, our life, you know, we are called to die to ourselves. And so last week we had some starting points. How did things go this last week for you guys in terms of dying to yourself?
We are literally pointing at each other saying, you should probably go. You should go.
Go first.
Is this deep enough for you? How did I go? Well, dying. Would yesterday's story apply?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, I was in a meeting and I got passionate about something, and which means, I mean, I argued with somebody.
The Boston passion is a little different than the Nebraska passion, I think, coming out, right?
Yeah. And so, but at the end of it all, I was reminded of this later, that regardless of my passion, I wasn't willing to destroy relationships over it. At the end of the day, it was like, oh, well, regardless of whatever we decide or whatever this going on, I'm not going to destroy this relationship with this individual. So therefore, we, at the end of the meeting, we shook hands. We even hugged. I know it's COVID time. We can't
hug. Turned my back so that I couldn't see it, just so I didn't have to write up a report.
But no, it was good. I mean, it was good at the end. And even I was, but during the time, I was like, I apologize. And I actually like said, well, I'm the one that ruined this meeting. Thanks a lot. So that was my, I don't know if that applies to your question, but
it's life.
It's life.
I hate it when you guys just sit here and stare at me. Stacy, I wish you were here.
Stacy has a seat. There's this ghost space. So we're staring at the microphone that Stacy would be talking into.
I guess I'm still working through mine. I'll just put it like that. There's a big part of me that likes people, and sometimes I just can't get the people out of my head or my mind, and then my heart runs with it, and I just don't know how to do one thing over another. And I know that's pretty vague because I don't want to get into it, but sometimes...
Vague is definitely the word for
that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, you know, I call myself the doer of all the things. Well, all the things involve a lot of different people, and I'm always very concerned with how something I am doing is going to affect somebody else. And
because saying yes to something means saying no to
somebody else. Yep. And I have the hardest time with that. And a friend of mine sent me this devotion the other morning that basically said, you know, God will allow you to rest. Even God rested. My child, you need to rest. And I just can't give into that. I just can't be okay with saying no to someone or saying no to something so I can rest.
Work on that.
Thanks.
To get together on this program.
We'll just do right it now. It's would you like to?
In front of everybody.
Let's switch places. You can be on the couch and you can lay down and we can talk
through
this.
There we go.
Psychotherapy 101.
Psychotherapy 101.
I used to be a counselor. Well, I was a music therapist.
I guess I need that music therapy. Maybe that's why I like the music.
Paul, go bang on the drums while Lacey lays down and we'll just fix it.
That's not how it works.
But. Oh.
You know? And then I've always wondered, you know, people say life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, or life throws you a curveball. Well, is it really life, or is it really God throwing you that curveball?
Isn't one and the same?
Well, see, I don't know, Anthony.
I mean, that's just to me, that's a semantics question of same. God is in control of all things, so which includes life. So, yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, one and the same.
Yeah.
I know, but
I had to say it.
Yeah.
But you don't have the board certified pastor.
No.
Oh, I'm glad I don't have that.
But sometimes there are a lot of people that question that. If you think about it, you know, some people are just like, there it is, people.
Oh, we do have people.
We'll get there.
I would agree with you that some people. We're saying people a lot. I'm sorry. I do think that people will separate because maybe they haven't really encompassed the fact that God is their life, and also at the same time he's part of it. How do I say that, Gerber?
Yes, Stacy.
Stacy, how do you say that?
How would you say that?
I don't know. I mean, God causes things. He doesn't cause every little thing, right? He knows what's going to happen, but I don't know.
So he does cause things. He's in control, but he's not this puppet master that makes us do everything and makes us get into this. I mean, there are a lot of times that we put ourselves in situations. So it's not like God's like, I'm going to make you do this so that I can show you that. And there are often times where it's just like, hey, idiot, you did this. Here's a pretty obvious consequence for that.
Here's that coconut chocolate.
Coconut chocolate.
Remember, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay,
Coconut chocolate.
Yeah, but the coconut chocolate is good.
No.
And that's the not good chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't like the coconut chocolate one.
Well, then I'll definitely eat the coconut chocolate.
I'll take a bite of it and go,
it's like an almond.
Nope,
it's like an almond joy. Sometimes. Oh my. Well, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. I will say that Almond Joy's has nuts, but Mounds doesn't. I definitely like Mounds better because I like the dark chocolate.
Oh, but here's the problem. Both of them are awful.
Oh, no. That's like that's the best candy ever.
All right. If we just need to hear from real people. Do you like...
Not fake people.
Not fake people. So don't get a Russian bot to email us. But do you like Almond Joy or Mounds? If so, which do you like better? Or is that like if you were going trick-or-treating on my wife's birthday and you got a Mounds, would you be like, egg this house? Okay, please don't egg any houses. But like how do you feel about Almond Joy and Mounds and the coconut chocolate from the box?
Sometimes you have to put the lime in the coconut.
That's where I thought we were going from last week. And I was like, I don't remember the chocolate part in
that. No, I was just going back to I get sidetracked.
That's all right.
Let's just start over.
All right. Sorry.
TrinityFremontPodcast@gmail.com.
Mounds.
Casey, how about you? How did things go this last week?
It's an active work in progress. the biggest thing for me right now has been, of course, we all are under the, we'll call it the COVID umbrella. And we've all been kind of that way for 6 months as a planet. But I find it kind of comes in waves. Like there can be like 3 or 4 weeks in a row where it's like, yeah, there's shutdowns and restrictions, but overall I'm getting through. And then you get like that week to 2 weeks where it's like it hits home. Like three of the things I was looking forward to and planning for, I got called off because of either the COVID scare or the place I was hosting it realized that might actually, you know, push a safety line they weren't comfortable with, which, you know, 100%, you know, that's a good thing. You need to be safe, but dying to yourself is like, you know, the part of me is like, you know, I can still do this if I wanted to. You know, there's nothing that stops me from doing any of the things I want to do, but that's not how I care for my neighbor, even though it just seems like this week, three of them happened back to back to back. You know, even though my selfish side wants to participate in these things, wants to go to these places, that's not what my neighbor needs, and that's not what, in respect of authority has asked me to do. So dying to myself, both to do what God has told me to do and also love those around me. It's not necessarily fun, which I guess is why it's called dying.
Yeah, it's, especially in this COVID time, it's so easy to think, well, I'll be fine. I want everyone else to follow the rules, but this one time I can just budge a little bit and I'll probably be okay. But it really is a constant, like to keep focused on it. And that can be very straining and draining to constantly have that in our heads. But I like going back to what you said at the very beginning. It's the process, right? And that's what all these times, every time we get to the end of a podcast, we talk about our starting points. And please don't hear us when we come back the next week and say how things went and, oh, things went well. Like, okay, now we're done with that piece and we're moving on to the next piece and we're never going to think about this ever again. This is a process for all of us. And there are times where we get to the end of the week and we're like, this went well, but I need to keep focusing on this. And there are times where we get to the end of the week, we're like, I don't even remember what I said I was going to try and do. But that's the reason we start with this, is because we want to keep ourselves accountable. And that's what we also hope that you guys are doing, that you're finding someone to keep yourself accountable as you're trying to live out God's call on your life to be different, which is where we're heading this week. But before we do that, we've got, again, this is 10th episode. One of the things that we've said a number of times today is people. And we thought it would be really fun to have Pastor Hoyer say, but people, and have it as one of our buttons that we can just insert him in when we need to talk about people rather than being all heady. And he gave us a few different peoples. And so we need to hear what you think. Which of these most encompasses the but people? So we'll give you three, and we want to get your votes at TrinityFremontPodcast@gmail.com.
Now, disclaimer, the podcast participants have not heard this either. Only I have. So they're going to react along with it.
Yeah, Paul has been very secretive about a lot of stuff this week, and we're just going to go with it.
I wanted to be different.
All right, here we go.
All right, so number one.
But people.
But people. Okay.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. Number two.
But people.
Like the people. Yeah. The lifting of the vocal after people. I can't even do it.
I was going to say he said that a lot. Whatever. Okay. There's two.
And number three.
But people.
Now, I don't want to, I'm not going to try and sway your vote, but in my head, when I'm saying, but people, that's number three for me.
So Gerber's voting for.
But people.
That's my vote right there.
Huh. That's that good reminder.
People. Like, hey, Gerber.
Do you want me to play all three again? Yeah.
No.
Lacey, where are you heading?
They're all creepy.
The echo from the sanctuary, I think, adds to the
creepiness factor.
Like when I hear it, I'm hearing Papster. Oh my gosh.
Papster.
Papster. I'm hearing Pastor Hoyer in my head say, but people. Like I can hear him in my head. So none of these.
But match- people.
Yeah. So none of these are matching up with what I'm actually hearing in my head.
You just hear people in general.
No, I just hear how he would say it in his sermon. Was it 2 weeks ago?
I don't remember. Which
I think it was 2 weeks ago. It was 3 weeks ago.
He preached.
I can't remember. When he said it, that's what I have going through my head. So
we have to find it on that.
Okay, yeah. We'll go find it.
Anyway,
find a clip from the sermon.
But
oh, so you're basically saying these three are not going to work then?
Well, for me, that's just what I have in
but
my head.
People.
See, that would probably be the best one, and I'm thinking that's number three.
That was number two.
Number three was.
But people.
Oh my Lord, I don't know.
And then we also have this one, just because I made it all. It's now officially a one button touch.
Forgiveness.
There you go.
Forgiveness.
It's now I don't have to worry about it playing on with the other
the
stuff.
Full clip. Yeah. All right. So if you think any of those are the what you're hearing in your head when you're thinking a Pastor Hoyer but people, let us know. TrinityFremontPodcast@gmail.com. Or if you would like, if you think you can butt people better, send us your audio clips of you saying, but people.
We could always come up with a song.
But people.
I'm sure I can come up with a song.
It could be, we could get like 40 people saying to Pastor Gerber, hey, but people, and then just put them all together.
Yeah, we could just be like,
but people.
Forgiveness.
Oh, that was
not. Oh, there it is. All right, so there we go. So now we've got that, and you have some opportunities to be a part of the podcast if you would like to. So this week, we went into the epistles, and we were talking through, you know, last week we talked about the Gospels and how they connect us to Jesus. We are wrapped in the righteousness of Christ, and then we are called to live differently, and that's what this week was about. That's what the epistles are about. The way I think through the epistles is basically Paul, for the most part, that those epistles are from Paul.
Not me.
Correct. Not Paul Paquette, but Paul, formerly Saul, the epistle writer. Paul basically saying, all right, hey, y'all are part of the body of Christ.
What's Hebrew for y'all?
Well, it's an ending to every verb has different endings. And so it's like, if you know, I don't know. I'm not explaining this well. Every verb is ended by like the who's doing it. So he said is said one way, but then y'all said is, so it's the second person plural form of the verb. That's y'all.
That makes sense.
There you go. And so I don't even know where I was going. But basically Paul says, hey, y'all are the body of the Christ, are the body of Christ. You have been forgiven. You have been brought into, you've been wrapped in the righteousness of Christ, but you're not acting like it. So start acting like it. That is the epistles in a nutshell. And so we are called to be different, to be different from the world, that when people look at us, they go, something's different about that person. What makes them different? And that's when we can go, oh, hey, Jesus. But so we are called to be different in our lives. And so that wasn't just for the church of Corinth or just for the church of Thessalonica. That was for us today. So how do you live differently? And the phrase that Pastor Hoyer said throughout was get used to different. You know, Jesus kind of came and Paul kind of came and told us, get used to being different, because we're not called to be like the people of this world. We're called to be different. So that's not a COVID different. That's not a you're related to an assassin different. That is a Jesus different. So how do you and your family seek to be different in the world?
I would say that for us, you know, if you want to talk about a starting point, it's literally setting the mentality. Last week, I jumped forward into the epistles when we were in the Gospels. Now I'm going to jump back of the Gospels while we're in the epistles.
Get on the same page. Sorry,
sometimes it's fun to be in other parts of the book. It's
fun to be different.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to do here. Live by example. But Jesus, at different points, he talks about how the world will see you as different. You should expect a reaction. Sometimes that reaction will be good. Sometimes that reaction will be not so good. But sometimes we think about being different without thinking about the reaction, and the reaction can almost throw us off more than anything we were doing. So I would say embrace the idea that the reception of being different might not be warm and welcome. It might, in some instances, it might be the best thing that someone could ask for. But I'd say preparing for the fact that the world reacts very differently to different.
I think last year, Leah had an assignment, and Tarek probably tell me if I'm correct in this, but she had to write down what our family motto was. And Lori looked at me and went, "What is our family motto?" And I was like, "Well, I think I know." And it went back to a song by For King and Country called "Fix Your Eyes." You guys probably have heard this song, but the chorus of it is I kind of turned it into our motto and basically said, "Love like you're not scared. Give when you're not fair. When it's not fair. Live life for another. Take time for it says brother, but for another. Fight for the weak ones. Speak out for freedom. Find faith in the battle. Stand tall above it all. But stand tall, but above it all, fix your eyes on God." And that kind of became our family unofficial motto. But there is a lot of times that I go back to that passion of that meeting that we had. And there's so many times that I feel like I speak up for people who are not speaking up for themselves. Lacey, you're shaking your head.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say any more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the big things that I try to push onto my family and my children is, regardless of where you stand in whatever situation, if you see somebody who's in need, then you need to be the one to step up. So that means, I kind of feel like I do that a lot. And I complain about it. It's like, oh, well, somebody's going to need to do this. Well, I guess I'm going to have to do this because nobody else is going to do it. Or I have the skills to be able to do this specific thing and nobody else is going to be able to do it. So I guess I'll do that. It's annoying, but what else are you going to do? I guess you could not do anything.
You could.
And then you want to be different.
Yeah.
You'd be like the world if you did that. Right, Lacey? You're shaking your head because you do this.
Because I do this. This is my daily battle. This is my daily battle because I love to help. I love to see people smile. I love to bring people joy. I love to just give some people a glimmer of hope or a smile or anything, anytime during the day. But then I always wonder, am I doing too much? Or am I doing too much and that's why others around me aren't doing it? But then I think, well, I'm trying to lead by example. If I do it, maybe somebody else will do it. So I don't know. But then that's where it comes back and I wear my heart on my sleeve and I don't want to offend anybody or make anyone upset or make anyone mad at me or so.
I will just, this is kind of an aside, but as I'm thinking through this from my leadership learning community, one of the things that we talked about a lot is over-functioning. Someone over-functioning always leads to someone else under-functioning. And it's always the job of the over-functioner to stop over-functioning before an under-functioner will. But that means there's always that awkward gap in between. So this is, just an aside, as Lacey's laying on the couch and I'm banging on the drums for music therapy. We'll talk about that later. So being different, we're not different just for the sake of being different. But we're called to be different for people. We're called to be different.
But people.
We're called to be different because Jesus was different. We're called to be different because Jesus has called us to be different. We're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. And so that different is going to look different for each of us. For our family, one of the different things about us is we make sure that every night we end with saying prayers, reading God's word, and giving all of our children's blessing every night. Like that's not something that we would do if Jesus wasn't important in our lives. And now for our family, like Landon would see that and not think that that's different right now because he doesn't know any different. And so sometimes our different, we don't even realize is different because it's just all that we know.
But that's what
I think also, there are people that enjoy being different just to be different. And while there's certainly nothing wrong with that, that's not, I think, what Jesus was talking about. Everything that Jesus calls us to be different for was with a purpose, whether it's improving your own life, whether it's improving your family's life or those around you, or even pointing others to him, even though this isn't, it's the Trinity. But if you remember back to when all y'all were binge reading the Bible in Leviticus and Numbers, you know, all those memorable laws and regulations that I'm pretty sure we all set to heart. Some of them, you know, can be very mundane and hard to understand, particularly what a lot of people struggle to understand is, you know, why were there dietary restrictions? You know, why would God limit that? And particularly the one that gets singled out a lot is pork. And at least it gets singled out in my mind because I like bacon and I can't imagine a world without it. And for me, looking at that, I it's like, why would God restrict this? And it's not implicitly said in the Bible why God did. Well, in doing some research around it, some of the nations that they were about to walk into in the promised land, one of their main gods they worshiped came in the form of a pig. And so what God was trying to set through that is, as an example to these nations, as you walk in, you won't participate in this to show who you follow, to point people to who I am. So a lot of things that God asks us to do in the Bible that calls us to live differently, he's not just doing it, you know, to make us be different. There's a purpose with it. And whether it's improving our family life or any of the other options, it all points back to him and making him known and his love known to the world.
Yeah, it's all about, right, why are we different? It's not just about this, I'm going to be different, so I'm going to dye my hair pink and get all, like, you could do that. But
I would like to see that.
Well, you wouldn't see anything from me that wouldn't do anything.
Just your beard. Just
my beard. All right, Stacy, get the pink hair dye out. We're dyeing the beard.
That's a no.
Oh, sorry. Stacy said no. Yes, I can't.
I say no. Shucks. If you'd like to see this, please donate.
Oh, there you go. No, we're not putting that out there. But it's,
I think it just did.
It's being different for Jesus. And it's living differently. And so that when people ask you about the hope that you have, right? We talk about, you know, always being ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. Well, I mean, who has ever come up to me and asked me like, hey, why do you have this hope? Well, is it because am I not getting that question because I'm not living that hope out differently enough that it catches people off guard? And I think that's, you know, again, it's not just being different for different. It is being different for Jesus and saying, Jesus has called me to live this way. And we're all gonna live that out differently too. We shouldn't be robots all just following this exact same path because he's made us different. And that's what we were, one of the reasons that one of the conversations got a little passionate last night in our meeting was because we all had different ideas of what living out the gospel meant and where we should be putting our focus. And so what's that for you guys, right? For those of you in podcast land, where do you see God calling you to live differently? And maybe it's a place that you have been living differently, but maybe now it's even more intentional, or maybe there's even more focus on the why. Why do we go to church every Sunday? Or even if we're not going, why do we carve out time in our day on Sunday morning to join in on Facebook or wherever however your church is streaming or listening to the radio or whatever that is? Why do we do that? Why do we take 10% of the money that we have worked hard to earn and just give it away? I worked really hard for that. Why do we do that? And so it's about being different, about getting used to different, but it's also about the why. And that was from last week, as Casey said, going backwards, it's about Jesus. The reason we are different is because Jesus has made us different. He has brought us into his family. We have died to our old self so that we can rise with him and rise to new life. And that's an each and every day thing. It's not at one time I was saved and I can go back and I can point to that day and hooray, which is great because it's true, it happened, but it doesn't end there. Every day we need to die to our old self, to drown the old Adam, as Luther would say, so that we can rise up to new life, to live, to follow Jesus each and every day. What about you guys here around the table? What are some starting points for this week that you and your family can be looking to? How do we live differently? And Lacey is already shaking her head saying, no, I'm not starting. So we're gonna
look at me.
Sure.
Well, you sit around the table, which means that, Casey, do you want to say something before you leave?
Yes, I have to duck out a little early from this podcast. I would say the starting point for me is embracing the idea that a different lifestyle means at times it's going to feel different from what you're used to. It's the idea that, you know, God, some of the things God calls us to be different on isn't going to be all sunshine and rainbows and, oh, I'm doing this for Jesus. Everything's great. He's going to light my way and everything will be easy. Some of the different living is going to be downright difficult, and we have to square ourselves with that. And part of that being different Jesus talks about it so many different, use the word different. He talks about so many times of the gospel at different angles. And at one point he says, you know, essentially some of your different living will lead the world to hate you. But the world also hated me, Jesus, for living differently. So expect that different won't always feel great. And sometimes it will be the best thing for you. Embrace the idea that different isn't always going to be awesome. But in the end, it is 100% worth it.
All right, Casey. Well, I know you had to duck out, so we'll catch you later.
See ya.
Different for me, I keep on going back to when I was a kid, my parents would, like, I never really worried about my parents coming to pick me up or being there because they were so dependable. And one of the big things was, especially like if I'm going to do a thing, help you move, or I'm going to, whatever I say that I'm going to do, I'm going to be there. Now, when I wake up on that morning and I'm like, oh man, I don't want to do this. I don't want to get up. I'd rather sit in bed or, you know, lay on my phone all day or whatever. But I made a commitment to that individual. So therefore I must get up. I must, you know, that person is depending on me. I mean, maybe they're not, but it doesn't matter. I said I would be there. And so I would have to say that, that's kind of what I'm trying to show my kids or have my kids. And it's like, hey, listen, when you say you're going to do something, you're going to follow through, regardless if you feel like you don't want to do it. That's the thing. My kids are like, oh, I don't want to do this because I'm tired or whatever. Well, sorry, kid, get up. You're going to be there. You know, there's a lot of times on Sunday mornings, I'm like, oh, I don't want to get up and play. But I do, because I said I'm going to be there. And I'm not going to be like, well, I'm not going to do this. Sorry. But, you know, that's kind of where, I mean, when I think of being different, because there's a lot of times that somebody said, hey, I'm going to be here for this. And then they just don't show up or they don't call. Or, I mean, sometimes there's legitimate reasons why. I mean, people get sick or whatever. But sometimes they just don't show up.
Well, and that's what we see with God, the Bible story, the book that our family has been using that we linked on last week's podcast was God always keeps his promises. And so it is, I mean, that dependability is such a God thing. That is something that we don't, it isn't always natural to us, but it is something that God has never failed. But
that, it's so bad that is different.
It is.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I would sit there and go, I would hope that would be not different, that you'd be like, wow, you're different for not showing up.
Right.
But as Christians, I just feel like if we want to be different, then what we say we're going to do, that we do.
Yeah.
So actions speak louder than words kind of mentality. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of times we speak at both sides of our mouths. Oh, yeah. And I guess that is, there's a different type of honesty there. Like, oh, I hear what you're saying, but until I see that action, I don't really believe you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm looking at you too. Like, you know, like we last year, God, it was been last year.
Yeah.
We did VBS and we had a lot of people. It was like, oh, yeah, we're going to be there. And we ended up being the Steamer family and the Paquette family doing everything. And when I say family, I mean Lori and I and Jeff and Lacey, but and your kids helped. My kids got in the way. But
no, your kids helped too.
But you know, it's just like, well, I guess we're doing all of this. And it's just like, I know it's just like, well, I want to help. Well, good. Then show up.
Yeah.
You know. And I know that, and it was just like, it's the hardest thing to ask for volunteers. It's another thing to say, hey, volunteer who says you're gonna volunteer. When you say you're gonna just volunteer, then show up, because that is actually where I'm actually going with this. Sorry, people who volunteer or don't do that. I'm not sorry. I mean, it's just like, if you're gonna do something, just follow through. Be different in that manner.
Well, it almost hurts my feelings. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Even so much with family, you know, if someone invites you to something and you're like, oh yeah, we're gonna go, we're gonna be there, we're gonna do this, and then you go and do this, but then the other half of it decided, no, we're not going, we just can't. And I'm like, you know, this happens a lot. I'm like, how come everything just changes? Like, you'll say you'll be there and then you're not there. And it's with everything. And it's heartbreaking sometimes that other people aren't as dependable as you thought they originally were.
I'm sorry for bashing on, I don't mean to be bashing.
Well, so here's, but the epistles, you know, you talk about how that's sad that this is something that's different. Like, to be dependable is actually different than the world. But the lists of things, like when Paul just writes off lists of, hey, don't be like this. And just, I mean, it's everything under the sun, from don't gossip to stay sexually pure. Like, it is just everything. And you look at that and go, well, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not, you should be able to follow, like, this should just be who people are, but it's not. Now I'm not saying that if you look at this list, oh great, all Christians keep this list perfectly and non-Christians suck at this. And that's actually what's even worse, is we should be different as Christians. People should look at us and go, that person's different because of how they live their life, how dependable they are, how upright they are.
They almost, you should be, because you're so different, they should also look at you as almost jealous. jealousy going, I want to be where they are. How do I get there?
Well, and that's why, again, that people would ask you, that you'd be ready to give an answer when people ask you about the hope that you have. But that assumes that people are asking us about the hope that we have because they see it and they go, I want that. And that's where we're called to be different. It is just in this vast, like, you look at us, you look at Christians and you go, wow, I want that. But that's often not the case. And that's where Christians get a really bad rap is we talk the talk. We don't always live it out. And so that's where, but I also don't want to say, all right, you have to be perfect now.
Yeah, you did.
Jesus said that. Actually, you should be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. But then we have Jesus who saves us even though we aren't. But then again, this is where I love the epistles and Paul's like, okay, yes, Jesus has saved you from your sins. You are forgiven. Act like it. But I know you're going to screw up. Jesus will still forgive you, but act like it. And it's just this constant, we're going to mess up, but act like it. And I keep saying act. And that was actually one thing that Pastor Hoyer said, we don't want to say, and that's true. But that's just what comes out of me. Like, this shouldn't be an act. It shouldn't be something that we, when we're around people, look at how good I am. And then when I get home, I
kick the dog.
I kick the dog or a child. Like, right? That's awful, but it...
Don't put up a facade.
Right. Basically. Don't make it an act. Make it who you are. Because that's what Jesus has called us to do. To live differently. Not to act differently. To live differently. And it's also, you can't say, okay, let me read through these epistles and find these lists and I'm never going to do ever them all again and I'm going to go all in. Like, pick one thing. What is one thing that our family can focus on this week to be different? Because if you try and do everything, you're going to get so overwhelmed that you're just going to quit. Pick one thing. So what's that one thing for your family? And I'd love to hear, we'd love to hear that. You let us know at trinityfremontpodcast@gmail.com so that we can be praying for you. Because once you pick that one thing, Satan will know what that one thing is and he'll be like, all right, let's attack it. All right. If your family chooses the one thing that they're going to do is be dependable this week. Maybe that's something that your family struggles with. And so you're going to be dependable. Guess what? You're probably getting sick or you're probably going to have car trouble or whatever it is, because Satan's going to do everything he can try and attack that. But yet there's still an opportunity to live differently, even as Satan's attacking, to say, nope, Jesus, help me out here. And then all of a sudden, even with your car not starting, Jesus gives you a way to still be dependable in that or whatever it is. Right? Satan's going to find a way to attack. But as we trust in Jesus, as we live differently, Jesus gives us that way to continue to live as he has called us to live.
The end.
There you go. So this is where, you know, if you heard Pastor Hoyer's sermon, we truncated all the silence and got it down to about 35 minutes. Because there's so much. You can't just, and he did a fantastic job of giving us an overview of every single book. There's so much. And that's why, again, pick one thing. Read through an epistle and say, oh, okay, Paul, Jesus, God, whoever is speaking to me here, this is where I need to, or this is where our family needs to focus this week, because you can't do it all. It is so overwhelming. And so pick one thing and work on that one thing. And then maybe next week or maybe next month, you add one more thing. And this is not an overnight. God can do that. God can change you overnight. But that's not how he usually works. He usually works through his spirit to sanctify, sanctification, a churchy word, meaning basically to make you into who he has called you to be. So there you go. Try one thing, focus on it and see how it goes. All right, Stacy, still there?
Here.
Yeah.
Been pretty quiet today.
I know. We'll give you an opportunity to be less quiet today as you close us.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the chance to discuss how we are different because we have you, Lord. Thank you for setting us apart, for making us different through your sacrifice and through your redemption on the cross. You have redeemed us to be different, to be a light in this world, to point people to you. Help us to, like Ephesians 5 says, make the most of every opportunity, Lord, to tell people about you, to live our lives in a way that point people to you. Give us opportunity this week to share about the hope that we have and also increase our love for you, that we would be motivated because we love you. We'd be motivated to serve you because of that love that we have and that knowledge that apart from you, we can do nothing. But fill our hearts and our minds with your presence and with your love, and may that overflow into the lives of our family, our friends, and those that we meet this week, Lord, that all that we do and all that we say would be glorifying to you and would point people to you. Thank you for your sacrifice and for your love. Amen.
Thanks for joining us this week. We pray that the Holy Spirit has used this time to focus you in on the one thing that you can practice this week as you live out your faith in your family and in your community. If you found this helpful, feel free to share it with a friend. If you would like to support the work that God is doing through Trinity Fremont, you can text a donation to 1-844-353-5782, or you can give online at www.trinityfremont.com/donate.